Well, I was busy yesterday morning, and I'm a little embarrassed to say what I was doing, but I'm wondering if any of you in the room were doing the same thing as me. Is there anyone here that is obsessed with April the giraffe and her having a baby? There's a few of us. Thank you. I'm glad I'm not alone. Okay, good. Well, starting in February, this zoo put a live cam on April because she was going to have a baby soon. And a normal pregnancy for a giraffe is 16 months. So in February, they said, well, we better get ready because, as many of us know, babies don't come exactly when we want them to. So here's the live cam since February, and this is yesterday. So I got on Facebook in the morning, and I saw, April's going to have her baby today. Hooves have been spotted. And for giraffes, hooves come out first, not a head like with human babies. So I went to the live feed and sat there. And so I watched and watched and watched. And then the doorbell rang. And I went to the door, and I got what I got, and I put it in the refrigerator. I have to say, my mom is so sweet. She sent me an edible arrangement for Easter. It was very sweet, so that's what arrived. I put it in the fridge, and I went back to the live cam, and the baby had been born, and I missed it. Oh. But that's okay, because then I thought, okay, wait a minute. Now I can watch the baby stand up and walk. So I didn't have to walk away from the live cam yet. So that's what I did. I watched the live cam. I watched April nudge and bring her baby. You know, they lick the baby until it kind of gets excited. And then it tried to get up. And it tried to get its legs under him. And he tried to get up. And he kept falling down. And he tried again to get up. And he fell down. And, you know, I'm just egging him on the whole way. Come on, you can do it, baby. You can do it. And so eventually he stood up and then he fell down. And I watched and I watched. And you know what? I thought, this is what Easter is about. Second chances. And this baby had way, way many second chances. And each of us do as well. And so here's the baby. I heard this morning it's a boy. Isn't he cute? But that's not all that was happening on this live cam. I noticed something else on the live cam. And it was another giraffe, a friend giraffe, in the next stall right next to April. And this giraffe paced and paced and paced, keeping an eye on April, paced and paced and paced, kept an eye on April, just kept moving and watching until she had the baby. And then once she had the baby, the friend giraffe put his or her head over the side and just stared at the baby, just like I was, to see the baby stand up, stared at the baby. And I thought, wow, this is what God does for us. God is in the stall next to us, just watching and praying and offering grace and loving us, just being with us, beside us, always with us. There's the giraffe and the baby and the friend giraffe. See? I don't know what that giraffe's name is, if it's a boy or a girl. What's that? Thank you. Oliver. Oh, it's the dad? Oh! All right, so I'm not as obsessed as I thought I was, because I didn't know that. All right, so what brought us to Easter today? Well, we had a really eventful week this week, the remembrance of Palm Sunday, which was last Sunday, And then on Thursday, we had the remembrance of the Last Supper with Jesus. And that's the time when Jesus said, "Remember me whenever you eat bread or drink from the cup." And then on Friday, we remembered Jesus' torture and death on the cross. And since Friday until this morning, friends and followers of Jesus had been mourning, just devastated by this. And then Mary went to the tomb. And we heard the scripture this morning that Mary went to the tomb and the angel appeared. Because Jesus was no longer in the tomb. He was made new. Well, what does all of this mean? I bet we all have tombs, right? We all have tombs that keep us from living as God would like us to live. The one of love of ourselves, of our family, and of our community. Some of us are afraid. Afraid of failure. Afraid of what others might think. Afraid of the unknown. Afraid of not measuring up. Or maybe just afraid. We have things that are holding us back. And you know what? God is in the stall right next to us, loving us anyway, coaching us to be made or born anew. Because in the end, love always wins. And we're reminded of this in the Jeremiah scripture. The Lord appeared to them from a distance. "I have loved you with a love that lasts forever. And so with unfailing love, I have drawn you to yourself." God is faithful to us always. God keeps forgiving us over and over again as we stray away, just as the people did in Jeremiah. And this text recalls the new covenant God made with the people, even after they went astray, because love wins. Where there is love, there is life. And this is by Gandhi. In the end, love wins. The angel said to Mary, "Don't be afraid. There is nothing to fear here. Go tell the others, because love wins." Although Jesus had followers, Jesus also was not liked by many in power. And Jesus knew human suffering, both physical and emotional. And in the end, he appeared to the disciples to let them know they are not alone. They have nothing to be afraid of because Jesus' love remains and love wins. Love wins, love always wins, by Mitch Albom. So, the title of my sermon is The New Jerusalem. So what does the New Jerusalem look like or feel like? Well, I'm very proud to say that this congregation has signed the Charter for Compassion. And if you're interested in what that is and what that says and what that means, go to charterforcompassion.org and check it out. But this community, this congregation, has signed the Charter for Compassion and has said, we are going to work hard to live life in compassion. And this goes to our greatest commandment. Love others as you love yourself. Love always wins. So in the introduction of our service, we always say, whatever brings you here, and then things are named, and may you find peace here. Well, we don't just say that. We really mean that. We hope that you may find peace here, that you may feel a part of God's family, the family of God, God's kingdom. So what's the New Jerusalem? I'll quote the song from today. A city built on love and light. A new Jerusalem. And who's included in this new Jerusalem? When love wins, all are welcome. And I'm wondering, who needs to hear that message? When love wins, who needs to know that they are a child of God, as a part of the beloved community, as a part of the answer to death, destruction, prejudice, violence, and oppression? I bet it's all of us sitting here and people outside as well. So, as Easter people, let's sing the last refrain of welcome, because love wins.